Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 718 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. Yesterday, we released for our Patreon supporters our long talk episode dedicated to the dismissal of Commander-in-Chief General Valery Zaluzhny. In this episode, I'm joined by a co-host and a special guest. To listen to this episode already, follow the link in the description and join our Patreon club. This way you will support production of Long Talk episodes and more generally the podcast itself. Thank you! Changes in Ukraine's military commandment continue. President Volodymyr Zelensky has issued decrees appointing former Deputy Defense Minister Oleksandr Pavlyuk as the new head of the ground forces in place of Oleksandr Syrsky, the new commander-in-chief, reports Ukrainska Pravda. When presenting Pavlyuk, Syrsky said that when the president asked him who would be in charge of the ground forces, he didn't even have other possible candidates in mind. In addition to appointing Pavlyuk as the new head of the ground forces, the president removed Serhiy Naev from the position of commander of the joint forces. Yuri Sodol was appointed in his place. Zelensky also appointed the new commander of the Ukrainian air assault forces. Maxim Mirgorodsky was removed from this position, which was given to Igor Skibyuk. The territorial defense forces will be headed by Igor Plakhuta instead of Anatoly Barhilevich, who received a position as head of the general staff. Later, media released information that Plakhuta was the head of internal troops during the Revolution of Dignity and was therefore involved in the violent dispersal of protesters. Defense intelligence of Ukraine claims that Russian forces are using Starlink satellite communication systems on the battlefield, reports Deutsche Welle. The intelligence service shared an intercepted radio conversation that proves that in order to establish access to the internet, Starlink terminals were used. For example, in the units of the 83rd Separate Air Assault Brigade of the Russian Armed Forces operating in Donetsk Oblast near the settlements of Klishiivka and Andriivka. Defense intelligence of Ukraine stressed that the scale of Russians' use of Starlink terminals in the war is growing and is becoming systemic. Earlier, Ukrainian media Militarny reported that Starlink terminals are actively purchased and resold by Russian resellers. The purchases are made through third countries through foreign companies. SpaceX stated that the company does not do business of any kind with the Russian government or its military. SpaceX owner and American billionaire Elon Musk has said that Starlink terminals were not sold to Russia directly or indirectly. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Polish farmers protesting near the checkpoint on the Polish-Ukrainian border have spilled grain from three Ukrainian trucks on the ground, reports European Pravda. The incident occurred on 11th of February at about 11:30 a.m. at the Jagodin-Dorohuysk checkpoint. A video from the site of the incident was posted on the Farmer PL page on Facebook. According to the police, three trucks driven by Ukrainian citizens entered Poland after undergoing customs procedures. The participants of the protest actions did not let them pass and opened semi-trailers, which resulted in some quantity of grain being spilled on the road. The drivers were then headed back to Ukraine. The police are investigating the incident. Meanwhile, the situation caused a public outcry in the Ukrainian social media. Many users see such actions as disrespect towards the work of Ukrainian farmers, who often risk their lives on the fields full of explosive remnants or under the Russian shelling. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We are a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.